I'm Janice Bernard. I'm a native Estonian, third generation. I'm living in the First Ward, and I am the treasurer of the First Ward Civic Council. I've only been living here 6 years. The ward system was created as a political system in 1840. Four wards were created. And the first ward was established as the area north of Congress Avenue, west of Main Street. The 1897-98 city directory identified the first ward as bounded by Main Street, White Oak Bio, Congress Street, and the line commencing at the termination of Congress and running north 55 degrees west to northwest by city limits. In 1906, the political ward ceased to exist, but the Houstonians continued to refer to the wards. And over time, because the wards began to have such a negative connotation, people fought to not identify themselves as, you know, living in a ward. We are fighting to get a sign now that says welcome, a neighborhood identification marker that says welcome to the first ward, because we're the next in line to disappear. We're fighting very, very hard to retain this identity. We think it's very important. This is the first ward. It's not ever going to be anything else to the people who came from here, and to the people who love the history of this town and want to salvage some of it. In the first ward here, until a few years ago, we had a pre-Civil War house. Some of the historic places in the first ward include Malalu United Methodist Church, New Hope Baptist Church. We have an old fire station. I think it's fire station number 6. The old Jeff Davis Hospital, one of our most beautiful buildings, was restored, I guess, after I moved here in 2004. It is now a low to middle income housing for artists. All this is part of a greater plan to, you know, we want to be an art district, but we also want to be more than that. You know, we just really want to save our history.
My name is Cleola Williams. Since I was 4 years old. And that means I've been living here about 65 years. 66 years, really.
The way you wear your hair, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
This house is a fifth generation house. It belonged to my great-grandmother, and she was Dr. Franklin Robie's wife. She moved here after her husband died over on Leland Street, and she traded the house that she had over there to this one over here. I have deeds that say that the children, her children, turned the deeds over to her in 1916, so I'm sure she was here before then, before they actually had to clear the deeds. Right next door to this house was the oldest African Methodist Episcopal Church in Houston, and it was St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal Church, and it was organized in 1869, and the slave that gave his money for the church was Richard Brock, who lived in this area, and he had been an alderman on the city council sent here by the governor. There were two or three black aldermen that were sent here, and he was alderman for 4th Ward and 1st Ward. That meant he was councilman for 4th Ward and 5th Ward. And the park that's behind this these townhouses is named for him. That particular church housed the first black school for children, and they held the school in the church, and later on they built a school in on the land on Bingham for school children, and it was Richard Brock Elementary. And to show you how things disseminate and leave, the school now has even the name has been changed. There's still the school, which isn't really that old. It's about 50 years old. That's on the corner of Edward. It bounds Bingham and Edwards and Houston Avenue and Johnson. And they've changed that, the name of the school. Why? I don't know. And moved it down to Crockett Elementary, who does not have the history that Brock Elementary has.
The way you hold your name, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
So we lose our history at any given point, and it's a very sad thing to see. I think with the new administration that has come in, that we will be able to retain some of that history. I often tell people that I feel like H.G. Wells in the time machine, where he's sitting right, really, where he started out, but everything around him has changed years and years and years and years, and I've been able, and fortunate and unfortunate, to see some of that change. But what First Ward has remained is a diverse community. It's still black and white and oriental and Hispanic, and we still continue to have a relationship with the neighborhood. We haven't all just run, which first happened. And that has happened with a lot of, you had white flight, and they ran, and I knew they were coming back. And I tried to tell everybody, they're coming back. And the thing that is so horrible is that when they came back, and the developers, who really don't live in the neighborhood, they've come back and they brought fear to people who really weren't used to that kind of negotiation. And maybe you've got a person who's never had over, I'd say, $2,000 in their life, and they've got their mama's house, and they tell them, I can give you $30,000 for this house. And then they build a $350,000 house, not just one, two or three houses on that one lot. And this church did the same identical thing. I think there are 16 houses on the lot that the church owned, and they didn't get $250,000 for it. And it's just, it goes to show you what ignorance will bring. But I'm so very proud of our civic association that we're trying to maintain the history and get some things done in First Ward.
The way you wear your hair, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that.
Actually, when I was a little girl, it was more of a middle-class neighborhood. Italians and Jews and Blacks and Hispanic. There were at least four cafes. We call them cafes. They were, I call them beer joints, where people would go and sit down and drink. And not much Black enterprise. My dad owned a poultry house, and it was right in back of the house, where he bought chickens and all that and brought them in from the country and then sold them to merchants all over Houston. We had at least three Italian grocery stores that were in walking distance, where we could buy meat and milk and whatever else was actually needed for meals and everyday to day grocery supplies. And all of these have dissipated. The one that we had left, which was Stanton's, is now like a delicatessen. So that's gone. So we don't have that convenience. But what has happened with that, within the last 5 years, we've got a commercial entity that's over on Sawyer, and they have tried to name the whole area Sawyer Heights. Everything is wanting to be the Heights. I haven't ever really quite understood that. Now, old Jefferson Davis was a place where I used to play. I really didn't ever know it as a hospital. I did know it as a place where foodstuffs were handed out to people who were poor, and where they held a juvenile facility right there. I understand that really pretty place that's on the corner was a nurse's quarters, and the main entity was the hospital. I worked with Avenue CDC for years. As a matter of fact, I chaired the board for years, and we worked with Art Space, another affordable housing company, and that's what Avenue is, an affordable housing corporation. And we did get the chance to turn that old hospital that was completely in ruins into, I think we housed 37 different apartments in there. So now it's really a really lovely building, and it houses a lot of artists, and they have a lot of art shows down there. The same thing has happened with the warehouse that's over on the Winter Tracks. That's a huge building that used to, I don't really know what they held in there. We've turned it into a space for artists, and Avenue has some part of that. We have some ownership in that because we have many artists that are living in the First Ward. Myself, my whole family are artists. Ann Avenue was the people that really put houses back in place. They take older houses and renovate them and then sell them at an affordable price until they were actually just priced out of the neighborhood and couldn't continue to renovate houses at that cost.
The way you wear your hair.
first ward is still diverse.
The way you sip your tea.
And it still is across the street from historic 6th Ward.
The memory of all that.
This was something that the old 6th Ward Historical Association wrote back in 77, probably 76. And one of the paragraphs states, the problem is that the old 6th Ward and the 1st Ward area is bounded by the Memorial Drive on the south, White Oak Bar on the east and north, and Wall Drive on the west, represents the oldest intact Victorian neighborhood in the city of Houston. First developed in the 1850s, it has remained virtually unchanged in character since the turn of the century. However, due to the neighborhood's proximity to downtown Houston and the rapid expansion of the Central Business District, we feel that the future of the area as a viable residential neighborhood is seriously threatened.
No, no, they can't take that away from me.
And this was written in 1977. And as you will see, they were talking about 1st and 6th Ward. Now, 6th Ward did get its historical designation, and 1st Ward did not.
The way your smile just beams.
And 1st Ward is really still a viable neighborhood. And though the planning district of Houston, working with the developers, have tried to change it, we're still a viable neighborhood. And I think that we'll continue to be so.
The way you